continuing with principle number 8, discussing the spiritual work of emunah, the spiritual work of believing. We got to page 20 in number 6 of that section, which is discussing emunah, that our spiritual descents are given to us from God. We were saying last time how our spiritual development, as an integral part of it, is experiencing our disconnection spiritually. And it's through that disconnection that we can work to reach higher levels of spiritual connection. So our feeling, the sense in our spirituality, and our struggling in that to connect, that's the spot. Although we naturally don't appreciate those moments, the Kabbalah is trying to guide us to fully appreciate those moments. Because it's in that struggle of feeling disconnected that we're actually developing spiritually. So we can continue on page 20. Let's read the top of the page there, just a couple lines down the next paragraph. It says, when we experience a spiritual descent, there are two ways we can respond. We can focus on the descent itself, or we can focus on God who is giving us the descent. These two responses are completely opposite and as different from one another as night from day. This is because we are where our thoughts are. If we are thinking about our descent, then we are in a state of negativity. And in the state of negativity, we do not experience blessing. On the other hand, if we are thinking about God who is giving us the descent, we are connecting with God. Connecting ourselves to God by contemplating God's goodness at the root of all reality in and of itself brings us out of the descent. So it brings here a very deep principle that we are where our thoughts are. So in this context here, when we're experiencing a descent in our spirituality, feeling disconnected, and feeling our lack of belief, feeling how much ego we have, we're feeling a spiritual descent. So it's saying here we have two different, completely opposite ways we could relate to it. We can focus on the spiritual descent itself, which just brings us down. Or we can try to focus on God who is giving us the spiritual descent. Because the principle here is trying to help us realize that every descent that we're experiencing is a gift from God. It's a source of reality flowing us this descent in order to bring us closer. So if we can try to become aware of that and try to focus on that, all of the disconnection we're feeling right now is being gifted to us from the source of reality to help us come closer. So if we're focusing on where the spiritual descent is coming from, then we're connecting ourselves to the source of reality. We're connecting ourselves to God. And that in itself is bringing us out of the descent. So he says these two ways of relating to our feeling disconnected spiritually are completely opposite, as distant as night from day. Right? So our natural tendency can be to focus on the bad feeling of the descent. And it's here trying to guide us to realize that in every descent, we can shift that focus to trying to become aware that the descent that we're experiencing, our spiritual disconnection, is being gifted to us to help us grow spiritually. By focusing on the giver of that gift, is taking that whole spiritual descent and uplifting it. Through that, we're able to bring it to our next level of spiritual connection. It ends here, this section, by saying, experiencing spiritual descents is an essential aspect of spiritual development and is a sign that we are spiritually progressing. If we do not experience any descents in our spiritual practice, that is a sign that we are not working on ourselves. Emunah, that our spiritual descents are given to us by God, means appreciating our descents. It's they come from God to help us develop spiritually. Yeah, we learn the extent to which we're trying to work on ourselves spiritually is the extent to which it's becoming revealed in us, the extent to which we're concerned only for ourselves, the extent to which we're lacking in belief. And that becomes revealed to us in order to reach higher levels of loving and higher levels of believing. So if it's not becoming revealed to us, higher levels of our ego, higher levels of our self-centeredness, higher levels of our lack of belief, so it's a sign that we're not working on ourselves. If it's only going smoothly the whole way, so we're not getting into that zone yet that needs to be fixed. Because the moment we start to tap into that aspect of ourself that needs to be fixed, the moment we start to actually stir up our ego a little bit, start to stir up where we're holding in our belief, so then our desire to receive in our ego starts to give resistance. So all of that resistance, which we feel as a spiritual descent, is actually the sign that we're working on ourselves spiritually. It's a good sign. If we go back to last time we were talking about with the weights, if a person, let's say, wanted to become a weightlifter, so they have to always keep adding a little more weights to grow the muscles. If it's always just easy, the weight that a person's lifting, so nothing's happening. So if we're feeling all of our spiritual work is just going smooth and easy, so nothing's happening. We're lifting that same low weight. But as we start to progress spiritually, so we're starting to give in heavier weights to work with, which are growing our spiritual muscles in a higher way, our muscles of loving and our muscles of believing. But when we start to feel those heavier weights in the metaphor here, so we're feeling more and more spiritually disconnected, which is the good sign. It's the idea that we discussed before, that we come to see that the locks are the gates. All of what we feel is like locking us out and holding us back. If we can appreciate that as that what we're experiencing as a gift from our divine source to bring us closer. For experiencing all of that feeling locked out, all of that ego, all of that desire to receive, all of that lack of belief, all of that lock. If we can focus on having the awareness that is given to us, is gifted to us, to give us the opportunity to, in that moment, reach higher levels of love and higher levels of belief. So the lock becomes the gate. Until we can reach the place where it's not that the lock is just to get to the gate. It's not just holding us out these moments to get through them. But we could appreciate these moments to the level that we can actually appreciate the spiritual work in those moments. That those feelings of disconnection can become so appreciated by us in their opportunity in that moment to be working on ourselves and to be growing spiritually in those moments, that those moments themselves can become the ultimate moments. Which if we could actually get this, it would mean that right this very moment is the ultimate moment, no matter what we're experiencing right now. If we could appreciate this moment right now, all of the hiddenness of the divine goodness that is in this moment right now, if you could truly experience it as being gifted to us from our divine source to give us the opportunity in this very moment to transcend what we're feeling, to try to be struggling to attain in this moment a higher level of emunah, a higher level of giving, a higher level of unconditional love, if we could fully appreciate it. So this moment right now in the hiddenness would be the highest moment. There's an idea, I don't know how to really understand it, but there's souls who have actually completed their spiritual development are experiencing all of the divine goodness because they've become able already to experience it in the ultimate way, to receive all the goodness in the state of giving, what we're all headed towards. There's an idea that there's souls that have already completely got in there. And from that place where they could stay forever, beyond time and space, they've already completed the whole journey. They're able to experience the divine goodness in a state of eternity in the most ultimate way, completely, not in a self-serving way, in a complete of completely loving back. Everything we're headed towards, the final cosmic moment. We have that an idea that there's souls that have already attained that and prefer and choose from that space of divine experience and revelation to come back to where we are now in the hiddenness. Because this state of hiddenness is more precious to them than the revelation. That the ability to right now be in the hiddenness of the divine goodness and all of that struggle and effort and working to try to connect spiritually, to try to be in the place of giving and loving, that opportunity to be truly from ourselves, working to love, is so precious that for them it's even more precious than when we finally get to all the divine union. I mean, how to understand that, what that would practically mean. Just the idea that right now, the hiddenness that most of us are suffering through, there's a higher consciousness that we can work towards attaining, where this hiddenness right now is the ultimate. So this aspect of emunah that it's discussing is emunah that our spiritual descents are given to us from God. That our spiritual descents are actually gifts to help us to progress spiritually. Okay, so we'll stop for now and next time continue on with discussing emunah.